Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
Glad you could be with us with this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry, and with me is Eric Johnson, colleague at MRM. And Eric, we want to jump right into this segment of our show, and because since we are a program and a ministry that wants to help people better understand the teachings of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints and how those teachings compare with biblical Christianity, we have a number of resources that we often turn to in our articles and writings and such in order to get that point out. So we want to go through just some of these books that are actually written by Mormons that if a person was interested in wanting to know more about this religion that they could also read.
Bill, I think we need to let people know that we're assuming that the standard works is going to be included in that, as well as most of the, you know, the curriculum that they have, the correlated curriculum, and the Ensign magazine that comes out every month, including twice a year. They have a general conference issue that has all of the speeches there. We're assuming a person would already be looking at that kind of stuff. We're talking here about books.
Yeah, books that are written by LDS people or put out by the church itself. Now, I think probably number one on my list would be The Teachings of the Prophet Joseph Smith. This was compiled by the 10th president of the Mormon Church, Joseph Fielding Smith. And in there, you're going to find a lot of statements that Joseph Smith has made on very important topics. And it prevents you from having to go through, for instance, the 7 volumes of the Documentary History of the Church, which can be quite tedious trying to find some of these quotations. But what Joseph Fielding Smith has done is he's taken some of the big ones and he's put them all together in this one book. So that would definitely be number one for me.
One of the main sections that we like to use is called the King Follett Discourse. It's a sermon given by Joseph Smith at a funeral. Starting at page 342, he talks a lot about God in this sermon. Page 343 talks about the character of God, what kind of being is God, are the subheads here. 344, he continues on with that, the privilege of religious freedom. Then in page 345, I think is my favorite, where he goes into God being an exalted man and how he sits on in yonder heavens. And then 346, he talks about the power of the Father and the Son and how we have to be gods just like him. So it's just very powerful stuff because this is right out of the founder's mouth.
It's coming out of Joseph Smith's mouth, and it is, of course, being compiled by the 10th president of the Mormon Church. So you would have to think it has to be somewhat authentic and somewhat authoritative, I should say, for a member of the LDS Church. Now, number two on that list would probably be the Articles of Faith by James Talmadge. He was a Mormon apostle, and what James Talmadge did was he went through the 13 Articles of Faith that the Mormon Church puts out, and he elaborates on them. But you know what, Eric? As I'm thinking, I think I might just substitute that book with the Discourses of Brigham Young.
Really?
I forgot about that one. Discourses of Brigham Young would also be one on my list because what was done with that, and I think John Witzo put that one together, if I'm not mistaken. I don't have it in front of me right now. But what he did is he compiled statements by Brigham Young from the Journal of Discourses and put them into one volume. Now, he does do a little bit of alteration every once in a while, which kind of bothers me because I'm sure there were some things that Brigham Young said that Witzo liked one part but didn't like another part, so he would kind of edit it. But for the most part, the statements are pretty much intact. And because they're found in the Discourses of Brigham Young, and you're not taking it directly from the Journal of Discourses, which is a collection of many sermons, 26 volumes worth of sermons, it would, again, be more authoritative and give you a pretty good understanding of what at least Brigham Young believed on that topic.
Now, I've been down to Temple Square before, Bill, and I asked them, which books should I read if I wanted to get a good idea of what Mormonism is all about without going to the standard works? And you know what they said? They said Talmadge's Articles of Faith and Jesus the Christ. They said, in fact, you'll see that made into missionary editions.
That's true.
Where those are the books they're supposed to be reading on their mission, they should have that backwards and forwards. And we don't have Jesus Christ on there, but Talmage is a pretty important character.
He is. He's very well respected. And as you mentioned, those books were put into missionary editions. And so that, of course, gives it some clout also. It would be difficult for a Mormon to assume that this book is not sanctioned from the church when the church itself was publishing it for its missionaries in a compact paperback form. Another book that I would highly recommend is a correlated manual. It's called Gospel Principles. Gospel Principles has been out for many, many years. It's gone through various revisions over the years. In fact, in 2009, it went through one more revision. It would be good to get a copy of Gospel Principles because, again, it's broken down by subject matter, and it's very concise. However, if you compared it to an older edition of Gospel Principles, that might be a good study for you as well.
Sure.
Because you will see how the church has toned down some of these doctrines that many Bible-believing Christians have found offensive. It's not that they're denouncing these teachings, it's just that they're not emphasizing them like they used to. They're still very much a part of the Mormon church, but I would strongly recommend the 2009 edition of Gospel Principles. Now, another book that we would recommend, a little more controversial, would be the book by Bruce McConkie called Mormon Doctrine. Even though this book has the title Mormon Doctrine, I have had many Latter-day Saints try to tell me that it really does not reflect true Mormon doctrine, that it was mainly a lot of Bruce McConkie's personal opinions. In fact, Bruce McConkie was reprimanded for writing the book in the first place, and there was controversy over whether or not it was going to be reprinted and things like that. Let me just say this. Bruce McConkie was considered by even LDS leaders to be an authority of what Mormon teaching should be. In fact, when he died at his funeral during the eulogy portion, many Mormon leaders actually said that when they had a question regarding Mormon doctrine, they would go to a guy like Bruce McConkie for the answers. So he was very highly respected among his peers. And if you go through Mormon doctrine and you notice his references, most of what he's quoting is either from the standard works or from the lectures on faith, which the Mormons decanonized, you know, several years ago. But he's also quoting Joseph Smith. He's quoting Joseph F. Smith, the 6th president of the Mormon Church. He's quoting Joseph Fielding Smith, the 10th president of the Mormon Church. And of course, Joseph Fielding Smith was Bruce McConkie's father-in-law. So you would think that McConkie would have some kind of a handle on what, you know, Mormon teaching is supposed to be. And plus, it's put together in kind of a topical format, an encyclopedic format, so it's very concise.
Well, what would you say when people say, well, there's thousands of errors in this thing?
I've had Mormons tell me that, but I can't seem to find the list that really shows me what those errors are. I think Bruce McConkie's biggest sin was that he was just so blunt. For instance, in the 1958 edition, which if you had a 58 edition, that thing's worth about $300 now on eBay. But you would look up something like Catholicism, See Church of the Devil. Of course, that was quickly expunged in the 1966 edition, and even though McConkie was very critical of teaching some of the teachings of Catholicism, you're not going to find it being so blunt in the editions that came about afterwards. But again, I would strongly recommend that as being a good source if you're very interested in wanting to know what Mormonism teaches.
I'm looking this up, Bill, Church of the Devil, and here it says, there is no salvation outside this one true church, the Church of Jesus Christ, page 138. Well, that's what we like about him. He does say it without having to mince words, without having to say, well, you're nice people too, with many nice teachings. He said it as it was.
Right, and that's what we appreciated about Bruce McConkie. Another book that I would highly recommend would be The Miracle of Forgiveness. This is a book that was written by the 12th president of the Mormon Church, Spencer W. Kimball. Now, he was not the president when he wrote it, and some Mormons have used that as an argument against trusting it in its entirety. However, any Mormon who says that seems to overlook some very important issues. One, this is one of the few books that was recommended in General Conference, not once, but at least twice. For instance, in 1970, 70 Richard L. Evans says, many of you would be familiar with President Spencer Kimball's wonderful work on the miracle of forgiveness. I witness to you that God is a loving Father who will forgive and help and help us find peace and self-respect as we repent and show our sincerity by the lives we live. So he's recommending this book. And then we have Mormon Apostle Richard G. Scott, who in October of 2004 in a conference message also recommended the book. He said, when needed, full repentance will require action on your part. If you are not familiar with the classic steps to repentance, such as confession and abandonment of sin, restitution, obedience, and seeking forgiveness, talk to a bishop or study a source such as President Spencer W. Kimball's masterly work, The Miracle of Forgiveness. So for a book to be mentioned twice in General Conference and for Mormons to be encouraged to read, certainly that gives the book a lot of credence.
It's even in their advertising supplements for Deseret and for Miracle of Forgiveness. They call it, this book declares the seriousness of sin and the need for sincere repentance. It celebrates the redeeming power of the Savior to transform lives through his atonement. And so, I mean, it's a book you can buy through Deseret. The church sells this book, and it's a very powerful book. When you ask a Mormon if they've read that book, oftentimes you'll get, yeah, I have, and that's a tough one. Well, yeah, for good reason.
I asked a sister missionary that very question. We were talking down at Temple Square, and she had said she had read it. And I said, what'd you think of it? She said, that book scared me to death.
Yeah.
To which I said, oh, you did read it. I mean, because that book is scary. I don't know how he got the title. If that book's true, there is no miracle and there is no forgiveness. But yet Mormons are encouraged to read that book.
Now, Bill, we've mentioned all these books, and these are great books to have. And there are other books if you want to start filling out a library. I'm going to suggest that if you're interested in getting these books, instead of having to buy them new, there's several different options. One, you can certainly go to Amazon.com and go to their used books, and there's other internet sites as well. But we have in Utah a place called Deseret Industries, and it's a thrift store, kind of like if some place is Salvation Army, or a place where you can actually buy used books. Well, guess what? In Utah, a lot of people give away their books to this, and you can buy paperback copies of these sometimes for 50 cents or hardback usually for $2. Great place to stock up on those kinds of books.
Now, some might question doing that, but I say, look, if you're going to have an intelligent dialogue with your LDS friend, you have to quote primary sources. You're going to have to look at these sources. And if you were to quote our book, even though we're quoting the primary sources, a lot of Mormons would say, Mormonism 101, you know, that's those guys. What do they know? So, again, as we're saying, we're trying to help the Christian community better understand the Mormon neighbors with whom we live. And this is one way in which you can do that. We hope you'll take advantage of it.
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism.